Let's go with our message this morning. We're in a series called Making It. The first service, I have a brand new series called Rough and Real. Rough and Real. It's a study of the book of James, tough talk, and I'm taking you to the R&R Ranch. Oh, Rough and Real. I mean, it is rough. It is rough. And that's what James, that's the kind of guy he was. And but this series is called Making It. Can you say that with me? Making It. Now, how many know I'm making it? Come on. How many know that? You know that, don't you? You know that. You know that. All right. And like I said, I certainly ain't out of no woods yet or anything like that, but I'm making it. So I am not I'm not trying to tell you something up here that I'm not trying to do. Okay? And we'll just see how we do. I think it'll be an encouragement and help to you. Thank you so many of you for cards and support and encouragement and calls and emails. Is incredible. I tell you, one day I might get them and lay them all over the stage. They'd be covering down here now. It's crazy. And thank you for your kindness. Let's go. Here we go. Got a little lightning happening this morning. Wow. Ooh, man, I don't like those rough seas like that out in a boat. That is just scary. You know what I'm saying? When you get out there like that and it's rough and that lightning, man, I don't want that. Do you? Well, sometimes it happens, doesn't it? Say. Title of the message today is Perfect Storm. Perfect. Can you say that with me? Perfect storm. But that word also can be pronounced this way. Perfect storm. Can you say that? Perfect storm. One more time. Perfect storm. Okay? And that's what God wants to do for you and for me. He wants to perfect our lives when we're in a storm. The word perfect means mature. Okay, I'm not saying God brings the mess in our life. Don't get me wrong. God does not can't be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Okay, however, all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. God can take us into the storm. God knows the storm's out there. Not God knows the storm's coming. And God can take the storm and perfect us through it. Or we can lose our mind in the storm, kill ourselves in the storm, jump overboard in the storm, whatever. Or you can let the storm, and cause storms are going to happen. How many have had a storm in your life? You're going to say, yeah, storms happen. Okay? So, he wants to perfect us in the storm. That's the idea of the message today. When the waves turn rough, what do you do when life gets ugly, gets rough? What are you going to do? That's this little series, Answers for Making It. Got it? That's where we're going. Y'all right? That first crowd was lively and everything. And it's late now, and you people are like... I had Rachel and Ray's kid over here this morning. Boy, I'd say something, and he'd say it back at me. So I told him, these young guys are going to help this church in the future. I'll tell you right that, you know, it's going to be awesome. Here we go. Let's go with the message, Raj. We're rolling, buddy. God is with me, period. Say that with me. God is with me, period. No matter what I'm going through, he's with me, what? Period. Got it? Let's keep looking. Let's look at the scene. We're going to go to the Word of God. Going to go to Matthew. Going to be in Matthew for the most part. And look at a couple of different storms. Matthew 14, a storm story that you're going to know. Let's see what we can learn and bring it back into today's life. And he commanded the multitude, Jesus did, to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves, 2 fishes, looking up to heaven. He blessed, he broke it, he gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and they were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside the women and the children. Keep going. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, a boat, and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. You boys go on. I'll catch up with you later. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. You all right now so far? Got the scene? Sea of Galilee. This is where this is happening. The storm. It happens. Let's see what the scripture says. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. Can you say that verse with me? But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. So there's a storm. And Jesus had sent them into the storm. What to do? What's going to happen? The storm came to the disciples because they were in the will of God. Did Jesus tell them to get in the boat? Yes or no? Yes, they were in the will of God. Not because they were out of the will of God. You've got to know that. Storms are going to come in your life. They're going to come in my life. And that does not mean you or I are not in the will of God. It means we live on planet Earth. You hearing me? It's going to happen. People that live with their head up in the clouds somewhere, you know, nothing bad ever happened to me ever. I can't think that way. Well, you're an idiot. It's going to happen. Stuff happens. You know what I'm saying? And so Jesus told them to get in a boat. They were not out of the will of God. They were in the will of God. Isn't that something we do, though, when we get in a storm? We beat ourselves up, don't we, say? Beat ourselves up. Ow. Here we go. Jesus knew the storm was coming. You think anything that you go through in life, it takes Jesus by surprise? It doesn't. It doesn't. He's not the author of sin or evil or bad things happening to you. But does he know it's going to happen? Can he? Sure he does. Sure he does. Okay? Jesus purposely and deliberately directed them into the storm. It's crazy. Storms happen. And by the way, they were better off in the storm than on the shore. I know it was rough. But they're still better off in that boat, in the storm, because God was with them, than they would have been disobeying and being alone and without Him in their life on the shore and directly disobeying Him. That's a hard thought to ponder, but just think it through. Now I want to talk about storms that we face as Christians, and I'm going to digress just a little bit, then I'm going to come back. But this is important. There are two kinds of storms we face as Christians. Okay, the first kind of storm is storms of correction. Can you say that way? Storms of correction. Oh, absolutely. He'll allow storms in your life to whoop your tail because you're not right with God. There are certain consequences with things that we do that's going to cause us all kinds of grief and problems. Okay, and He'll let us go that way. He'll let us take that rope and hang ourselves if necessary. He'll do it. Storms of correction. For example, there's a lot of these in the Bible, but I think of Jonah. He does that to discipline us. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship. There's a boat again going to Tarsus. So he paid the fare thereof, and he went into it to go with them unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord. He was running from God. But the Lord sent out a great what? Wind into the sea. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. I'm not going to teach the whole story of Jonah. If you don't know it, get in your Bible, read it. It's an incredible story. But the bottom line is he was out of the will of God. And God sent that storm to get his attention, to get him back in the will of God. So there's those kind of storms that Christians face, that we face. Second kind of storms is the one I want to talk about today. Storms of what? Perfection. Disciple storms. Storms that can come our way and we can grow through them. And mature through them. And you got some nods in the building this morning? You know where I'm talking about? Okay? That's what I want to talk about today. But I want to show you one of those in Matthew 8. It's a different story than we're going to talk about. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Different time. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. This time Jesus was in the boat sleeping. And his disciples came to him and awoke, saying, "Lord, save us, we perish!" And he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose, he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey his will?" So there was that storm that he was on the boat. He was in the boat with them. But this was one of those growing storms. And they learned through that experience, wow, what kind of man is this that we're hooked up with? That even the winds and the seas obey his voice. And a lot of times storms will happen like that in our life. and we'll see God working and doing things, and it'll deepen our faith. Or am I talking above your head or not? Okay, good. Now let's get back to the story. Let's go back to the story at hand. Jesus has sent the boat, them on the boat, into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Is Jesus on the boat, yes or no? No. He's on the shore. He's trying to get away from these crazy people for a little while. Okay? He was out of the boat. But this is still a storm of perfection. This is a storm of growth. He's growing them. Say it with me. But it ain't pretty. Amen. He's growing them, but it ain't what? How many have been there? You've been in one of them storms. He was growing you, but it won't pretty. Amen. That's what I can say. I'll tell you that right now. Perfect storm. When the waves turn rough. Let's unfold this and let's see what we can find. And this is going to be incredible. Hang in here with me now. If I've lost you, you got to slap. Come on. Here we go. I want you to think about your storm. Maybe you're in a storm right now. I want you to think about your storm as we enter into this talk this morning. Maybe you can even look back and it was a storm that you have gone through. And just see how the Scripture applies, and let's grow you and me together this morning. The first question, if you're in a storm, is are you in the wrong place or the right place? Now, if you're in the wrong place and you're living the wrong way, that's a storm of correction. Got it? Yes or no? But if you're living not perfect, but you're in a storm, you're in the right place. Got it? Let's keep looking. Here we go. Am I being corrected or perfected in my storm? That question needs to be answered. Keep looking. If I am obeying the Lord, then He is with me. He brought me here and I can make it. Say that with me. He brought me here and I can make it. One more time. He brought me here and I can make it. Can we say it one more time? He brought me here and I can make it. Got to think like that. Okay? I scared the children. Storms can mess with your mind, though, can't they? Say, woo, I already was crazy. Oh, man. Storms can mess with your mind. Wow. So here the disciples are. Jesus told them to get in a boat. They're now in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. The storms are crazy. The wind's blowing wildly. It's insane. What? And in the fourth watch of the night, say it with me, walking on the... And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, say it with me, they were troubled, saying, say it with me, it is a ghost. Say that. It is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. Let's look at it. Your mind will mess with you. It's a ghost. They're out there. That thing's a shaking and a rocking. It's crazy. Oh, man. Oh, my God. That's a ghost. You know what I mean? Don't we go crazy sometimes in storms, say? Sure we do. Keep looking. That's what we do. Keep looking. They were tossed by the waves. The wind was contrary. And now they see a ghost. My gosh. I mean, what more can go wrong here? You know what I'm saying? And that happens to us. Doesn't that sound just like us sometimes, though, really? This happened to me. That happened to me. And then our mind messes with us and we start thinking things that ain't even happened. Is that the truth or not? Or we take something that has happened and it can be horrible, but somehow in our flesh we can make it even worse. Can't we do that? That's what the disciples were doing. God wants to perfect them here. So how do I handle the rough waves of the storm? We're walking it through. And I'm just learning with you this morning. What did Jesus say? Matthew 14:27. Would you say this with me? But straightway Jesus spoke unto them. Say this part with me. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Can we do that one more time? Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Okie doke. That helped me. What should I do, Jesus said, when I'm in the storm? Be of good cheer. Are you kidding me? You telling me to grin or something here, Jesus? No. He's saying, take courage. Take courage! Be strong! That's what he's saying. Now, when you're in the storm, you can be all weak or whatever, or you can take courage and know, I can make it. Okay? Number two, it is I. Say it with me. I'm right here. When you feel forsaken, you're not. He's with you. But you got to tell yourself that. You got it? I've got to take courage, and then I've got to say, oh, you're right here with me. You know, I look, I can't. You can tell my back's getting better, can't you? Amen. Come on. But anyway, I can't shake you. No, you can't, son. But it's stormy. So, I'm with you, man. Isn't that incredible? That's growing, isn't it? Some of us think we got to, we make him be with us by the way we live or something. You see what I'm saying? We somehow think we're in charge of him being with us. And you're not. He just loves you. Amen? He said, don't be afraid. Don't fear. Me and you, we can whoop this thing. Say that with me. Me and you, we can whoop this thing. One more time. Me and you, we can whoop this thing. Amen? Isn't that the truth? Isn't that what he said? Don't fear. Why? Because me and you can whoop this thing. That's crazy, isn't it? And without the storm, we wouldn't even been having that little talk, he and me. Isn't that cool? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And Peter answered him and said, Lord, because here we are, we're just like him. If it really is you, then bid me to come to you on the water. If it's you, command me to come to you on the water. Keep going. Jesus said, say it with me. In your storm, when you doubt that Jesus is with you, you ask him, hey, then you walk with me or let me walk to you. And you see if you don't hear just a simple four-letter word. Say it with me. One more time. One more time. Isn't that good? But see, we let the storm mess with our mind. We think we're forsaken. We think we're alone. We think we can't make it. But wait a minute. You got to buck up. You got to take courage. You got to know he's with you. You got to know you and him can whoop this thing. And it's all right to talk to him and question him. Are you really there? If so, then you let me walk to you in this storm. Fine, I got no problem with that. Come on. He's God, you ain't. He knows this thing is. You know, he looks, can't believe they're about to go crazy over this. You know, I mean, that's how God looks at stuff. He's like, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Hello. That's what happened. He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, say it with me. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Bingo. You can walk on water. You can walk to Jesus in your storm. That's what that's all about, isn't it? It happened. Peter. He came out of the boat. He walked on the water. He was going towards Jesus. Good plan. Is that right? Everything's great. Little walking on water 101 here. Let's go to school with you. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go to go. Four A's. How do you walk on water in your storm? How do you walk on water in your storm? Four A's. First of all, you want to get an A in this class. Here we go. Four A's. Number one, attitude of faith. Attitude of faith. That's that take courage. Attitude. Say attitude with me. Attitude. How can I walk on the water in my storm? Attitude of faith. Attitude of faith. Attitude of faith. Next one. Acknowledge. Acknowledge God's presence with you. I'm right here. Hello. Yeah, you are. Look, there you are. Okay, cool. Acknowledge God's presence. It's no good that someone tells you God's there unless you know He's there. You got to acknowledge that. Three, don't be what? Afraid. 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 You and me can whoop this thing. Number four, action. Step. Because don't we, when we get in storms a lot of times, don't we become like recluses? Isn't that the worst thing you can do? People have been in storms. Talk to me this morning. Is that the worst thing we can do? Yes or no? And you know what? I've been trying the dickens to fight that sucker like that. And I've been, how many people have been with me over the last 6 weeks? I see your hands, a bunch of you in this room. Yes, it's rude. Look at that. Yeah, I'm getting out and being with people. Okay? Do something. Take some action. Come to Jesus. Isn't it true when we get in a lot of trouble sometimes in storms, we all of a sudden, we want to go to church, don't we? Say, is that true? That's great. That's right. That's good. Come, He says. That's positive. So walking on water 101, come down out of the boat. That means you got to trust. Walk, that means you got to obey. And go to Jesus, that means you got to follow. Say that with me. Come on. Where you go? Trust, obey, follow. One more time. Trust, obey, follow. What do I do when I'm in a storm, man? Trust, obey, follow. I want to make it. How can I make it? Trust, obey. I'm scared. I'm here. You can do it. Amen? Come on. Perfect storm. He's perfecting me and you. What did Peter say? But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was what? Afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Sometimes you're in a storm and you're going to walk towards Jesus and it's okay. You're going to see the mess again. You're going to get struggling again. You're going to go crazy again. But just remember, Lord, save me. Amen? Just remember that, okay? You're not called to just walk on that thing and make it like glass. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be rough. It's okay. Aren't you glad we got a God like that? He's an awesome God. What do you do, though, when you become weak in the storm and you are walking and you're out there and you're making it? And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? Well, Jesus, I doubt because I'm flesh. Jesus, I doubt because I'm in uncharted waters. Jesus, I doubt because I don't know. I don't feel my feet under me. I never walked on water before. You know what I'm saying? I want to trust you, but I struggle with my trust in you, Jesus. It's okay. You can talk to him because at the end of the day, he's got you. That's what's hard to remember, isn't it? Peter's still the only one that ever did it, ain't he? We can talk about Peter all day long. Peter's the only one that ever did it. And Jesus saw something in that man, and he said, you know what? With all your screw-ups and anger and problems and even cussing and all that kind of stuff that Peter did, he said, you know what? You're going to be the leader. You're going to be the leader. You're going to be the leader, and you're going to lead this thing, this new thing called the church. And he did, didn't he? It's amazing. What do you do when you become weak? Peter was weak. And I'm almost done with the message, aren't we, Raj? What do you do when you become weak and you're out there walking and you're making it and you're taking the steps? What do? Stop looking at the wind. Stop looking at the wind, okay? Can't even half see the wind. Stop looking at the wind. Peter looked at the wind. He saw the wind boisterous. And if you're going to continue to make your journey, you've got to stop looking at the wind. And Satan is one big blowhard. Isn't he? Say. He will huff and puff and try to blow your house down. You stop looking at the wind. Your house is made out of stone. Amen? Not straw or none of that mess. No, 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 no. His name is Jesus. He's the rock of my salvation. You got to talk back to that wind. Amen. Stop looking at the wind. Call on Jesus early. When you're walking on the water and that wind, oh man, and you're out there, Jesus, call on Him early. Don't wait late. Don't wait. I'm talking like, uh-oh, that went to knees. Jesus! Well, some of me's still up. Amen? Isn't that good? Come on. When should I call on Jesus? Early. One more time. When should I call on Jesus? Early, man. No. He will hear you and He will help you. He will hear me. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that you didn't even ever know. Amen? Call on Him. Amen? And know that He's going to help you. And then finally, know He's going to see you through the storm. Amen? Jesus says this to you, I've sailed this way before. Oh, I've sailed this way before. You ain't the first one that I picked up out here. I've sailed this way before. You hearing me? Say that with me. I've sailed this way before. I know you think it's uncharted territory, and it is for you, son, but not for me. I've sailed this way before. And I got a pretty daggum good record. You're going to make it. And when they were coming to the ship, oh, I guess they made it. Looked like we made it again. The wind what? And that's what scared the snot out of Peter was the wind. And the wind what? How nice is that? Storms grow us. Keep going. Then they that were in the ship, they came and look what they did. What'd they do? Saying of a truth, you're the Son of God. See, we tell you, and I tell you, Jesus is the Son of God. And the Word tells you He's the Son of God. But until you go through the storms where you don't think you can make it, and then you make it, all of a sudden you're not looking at miracles in the Bible that Jesus did. You're looking at miracles He did in your own life. Now all of a sudden He's not just Jesus somebody else's God. You're Jesus my God. And now you're just not you, the Jesus the Son of God. Because under most circumstances I shouldn't make it. But I'm not of this world. And Satan ain't my daddy. You are. And because of that, this is incredible. You're the Son of the living God. And I now know you on a personal level, deeper level, because I was sinking and you saved me. Isn't that incredible? Wow. I'm just preaching to myself up here. I actually go back and listen to these messages. You know why? Because I go, wow, I needed that. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them saying, here's the lesson of the message this morning. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Can you say that with me? Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. What does that mean? Take courage. Know that I'm right there with you. And we can whoop this thing. Amen? Isn't that what He was saying? Perfect storm. Be of good courage. It is I. Be not afraid. And then here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Amen? And all of a sudden, you're going to be making it. And yeah, you're going to, whoa, call on Him early. That's our message today. Perfect storm. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. You are so good to me. That's who you are. You're a great God. You're awesome.